Great to have you with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Hello, Larry Mueller here. Happy to have you along today and happy to have Nancy Zeman with me in the studio. She hosts Sewing with Nancy and on Wisconsin Public Television and a co-sponsor of the Quilt Expo. Quilting has changed a lot over the years. I think it's become quite the industry. You may have been quilting for a while. Maybe you have some special memories about it. Maybe you have some questions about quilting, how it's changed, and maybe you've got something you want to ask about a quilt that you have. I hope you'll join in. Number to call, 1-800-642-1234. Email us at talk@wpr.org, or go ahead and post on our Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. We'd love to hear from you. And we have some tickets for you. We have actually 10 pairs of tickets to the Quilt Expo. It's coming up Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Not Sunday. 3 days. Thursday through Saturday.
You don't want that extra day now.
Actually,
I've just added a day. No, I have not. It's Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I want to say Sunday, but it's Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And so we're delighted to have her here to talk about the expo. And, of course, take your questions about the expo and about quilting. And Nancy, it's always a pleasure.
Thanks, Larry. It's great to be here.
It's wonderful to have you back. We've been doing this a while now.
We have, yes. I'd say we've done this 10 or 11 times. How about that?
Well, that's great. I'm pleased with that. We already have some callers on the line. And, again, we'll take the first 10 callers who have a question for us. You have to have a question, and we'll get your name, and then we will give you the tickets at Will Call. You'll have to go to Will Call at the Expo grounds to get the tickets, but that's pretty easy to do. So, you know what? Alice in Fall Creek is already here with a question, so let's go there. Alice, hi.
Hi.
What's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to know how many years the expo has been held and why it was started to begin with. What was the reasoning behind putting on such a huge quilt show?
Mm-hmm. Well, good question, Alice. So just so that you know, it started in 2005, so this is our 12th expo. And Wisconsin Public Television started with a garden expo. They still have it, of course. And we saw how successful that was, and just the interest in quilting around the Midwest. We thought, why not join forces, Wisconsin Public Television and my staff? Wisconsin Public Television knew how to work with the Alliant Energy Center. We knew how to gather experts, and it is a perfect marriage.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
That was what I wanted to know, was why was it started, and so that explains a lot.
Okay, thanks, Alice.
Okay, bye.
Bye. And do you want a tickets, Alice?
Of course I do. I have a quilt in the show, so I might just as well.
Oh, my goodness me. So Alice from Fall Creek, and let's see, Jill, have you got that down? You got the name? Have you got Alice's name down, Jill? We'll put you on hold, Alice, and we'll get the information.
Sure.
Okay, why don't we do that? Let's see if I can do that. I should be able to do that. Let's see.
If not, call back.
Let's see if we can get her on hold. Okay, we got you on hold, Alice, and we will turn to Debbie and see what's on Debbie's mind. Debbie, hi. Thanks for calling.
Hi. I want Nancy to know I used to live in Waupun, and so I was a regular at your store in Beaver Dam there.
Oh, thanks.
And I've always appreciated you as a resource. I have found a quilt that my great grandmother had made, mm-hmm. in a trunk. And after washing it, I've discovered that there's a number of little places where these are like 1-inch squares. So they're really tiny, and where it's come apart. You know, the quilt,
sure.
It's still together, but it's apart. And I wanted to know, should I, to restore it, is machine mending okay, or should I be using hand stitches?
Well, probably you want to keep the integrity of the quilt. I'm sure if it's your great-grandmother's, it was hand-stitched. So if you want to keep it from the era, I would recommend doing hand-stitching if you're planning on using it. If you want to store it in a tissue paper, acid-free tissue paper, and stuff it, so kind of roll sausages in it at the curves or the folds so it doesn't get permanent creases. But if you want to use it, display it, enjoy it, it's really up to you how you want to pass down this as an antique, or if you just want to appreciate the beauty of it.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Debbie.
Debbie, do you want tickets?
I would love them, but unfortunately we have to be in far away from Madison.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, that's your problem is somebody else's gain here. Thanks again, though.
Maybe
for
another
calling.
Year, Debbie.
Oh, thanks again. Kevin in Cross Plains, your turn. Hi, Kevin.
Yes, good morning, Nancy and Larry.
Good morning.
I'm retired this year, and I was going to go to the quilt show with the wife, and I was just looking for a couple of tickets, and is there enough there to keep me busy?
Well, I would think so. We have a quilt show in the center of the vendor mall, the exhibit area, that with 350 quilts that have gone through judging and in a jury process. It's like going to an art museum.
It's something.
They're phenomenal. And even if you don't quilt, you can appreciate the beauty, the artwork of it. It's really great.
What?
And there's a guy teacher.
Oh, good.
Earl Williams is teaching a class, and he's showing people how to use a rotary cutter, ruler, and mat. And so it's just not for gals, you know. We have guys there, and you can always. This is sounding not correct.
Their beer tent.
Well, that too. But no, you'll enjoy the beauty of everything.
Mm-hmm. I do. Whenever we go to a quilt show, I usually end up spending more than she does, so I always try to keep her busy.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll look forward to seeing you.
We'll put you on hold, Kevin, and we'll get your tickets. Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Let's go on to Donna. Oh, we lost him somehow along the line. Jill says she got him. Okay, we're good. Donna in Wisconsin Dells, hi.
Hi.
What can we do for you?
Well, I was just wondering, how much time does Nancy spend there? I mean, like, if we come down, is she usually in the Coliseum the whole time?
Well, yes, I'm there the whole time, Donna, but I'm speaking sometimes.
I realize that you wouldn't be available every minute of
it. No, I'm not. And we're recording some snippets for a song with Nancy on Thursday, but I'm always guaranteed to be at the WPT booth at 2:30 each day. So you can come and see me from 2:30 to 3 plus, whatever, and I'll be there. Or you might find me around the exhibit hall or in the classroom, but that for sure is a time that if you want to introduce.
Yeah, because we're coming Thursday, so.
Okay, we'll see you then.
All right.
Okay, wonderful.
Thanks, Donna.
Do you have tickets, Donna?
No, that's why I called in.
Oh, and Jill's got them. Okay, we're good to go. Jill's on the ball here. I don't have to ask all the time because she has already done the work. So I think we've got three. Let's go to Kathy in Rice Lake next. Hi, Kathy.
Ooh. I am interested in coming to the expo, and I'm going to be bringing a couple of younger sewers with me, and I'm wondering what's your recommendation for first-time visitors to the expo? What should we do first? Where should we go? What should we not miss?
Well, that's a good question. It all depends what your intent is, but I would say go to the quilt exhibits. To see the beautiful quilts, then stroll through the vendor mall. Then there's also special exhibits where we have, I'd say, 10 different special exhibits that are available that you can see prized quilts, interesting themes of quilts where people have submitted their quilt to be part of a challenge. If you want to go to some classes, go to the website, quiltexpo.com, and perhaps then you can sign up for classes there when you get there right away. It all kind of depends what you'd like. Yeah. Wear comfortable shoes. That's what I'd recommend for sure.
Comfortable shoes. That's always the plus.
Well, thanks so much for calling, Kathy.
Thank you.
Yeah, I know you're going to have a good time. Nancy Zeman, our guest today, producer and host of Sewing with Nancy, and talking with her about the Quilt Expo Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. 3 days.
Three days, not four. 3 days, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. The website we have up, I'm sure, up on our Facebook page now, Wisconsin Public Television Quilt Expo. You go there, and you're going to find it.
Yep, all the details are there, right?
All the details are there. And you mentioned all of the chances to learn from people. How many... What have you got there for?
We have 67 different teachers in the one-hour classes, and they give multiple times of the same class. And then we have 11 hands-on classes where they do hand sewing, and then 11 sit-and-sews where you sit at sewing machines, and some of those I know are filled. But the one-hour lectures definitely have openings, and there's a class called, which I just love, Newbies. It's for new quilters, if they've never quilted before, you know, how to get started, to people who are veterans in the quilting field, just to fine-tune their skills. So there's a lot to offer.
Absolutely. In past years, if I'm not mistaken, you've actually made a quilt.
We do. We have a section called Quilt to Give, and we have this set up in the atrium, and it's our community service project, and we make twin-size quilts. And this is a specific pattern, and we have kits ready for people to start sewing. And we donate half of the quilts to Enchanted Makeover, which is a national... They go into shelters, and they update them, refresh them. And then we give half to the Domestic Abuse Intervention Service in Madison, so that people who go into the twin-size beds have a quilt all of their own.
Oh, that's wonderful, and I always thought that was a great...
It's humbling. It's really a humbling experience.
Jackie in Jefferson, it's your turn. Hi, Jackie.
Hi.
What's on your mind today?
Well, of course, I want the tickets.
Good, you have them.
But I have volunteered there for years, but this year I missed it, and what I wanted to do was all filled. So now I need tickets to go and see it.
Well, thank you for volunteering in the past, by the way.
Yeah, well, I'll be there on Friday, I believe, but... otherwise, I'm an all-three-dayer.
Well, good for you, Jackie. And let's talk about volunteers. You do have many volunteers.
Yes. We couldn't put on this show, without the volunteers. And they help as docents. They wear the white gloves. So if you want to see the back of a quilt, they'll lift it up for you. They help in classrooms, taking tickets, guiding people along the way. They help at the registration area. It's just makes it a smooth show. And I go to many quilt shows around the country, and they don't have as many volunteers as we do. And it shows in the convenience for the visitor.
Oh, absolutely. And probably fun for the volunteers,
right,
as well.
Yes.
Nancy Zeman, our guest today. I'm Larry Mueller. Jill Nadeau, our on-air producer here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Talking about quilting and the Quilt Expo with Nancy Zeman. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday of this week, the Quilt Expo is going on at the Dane County Expo Center. Always great to have Nancy come by and talk with us about it and about quilting. Lucas in Madison up next with a question. Let's go there. Hi, Lucas.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, so I have a question. I was listening to your show here. My girlfriend and I actually live in Minneapolis right now, so we're not going to be able to go to the expo. But she, funny enough, just started her very first quilt about 2 weeks ago, and she's been figuring things out kind of on her own. And she's talked about really enjoying the experience and wants to learn more. So I'm wondering if there's any books or resources that you could point me so I can point her towards.
Oh, I would say there are a couple hundred that I could reference you to. You just might want to go online and say, look up, you know, beginning quilting books. There's just abundance of that. So, I could give you, you know, Quilt with Confidence, Beginning Quilting Guide, ABCs of Quilting.
Those are all good books.
They're just so many. And just check it out, and you can find a reference. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Lucas. Let's go to Pat in Beaver Dam next. Hi, Pat.
Hi. Back in the early 40s, my uncle was in World War II. He was a prisoner of war for 9 months. Mm-hmm. At that time, my grandmother was so upset, not knowing if he was dead or alive, that she put her time and energy into making a tulip quilt.
Mm-hmm.
And after he got out of service, he was okay. She wrapped it up, put it away, and never wanted to look at it again.
It was her therapy.
It reminded mm-hmm. her that sad sure. time. And she gave it to me, and there was a few little areas on the stitching that had come loose.
Sure.
But I could tell that it had wool batting.
Mm-hmm.
How am I going to wash that?
Well, you're not necessarily going to wash it. I guess at this point, I would hang it on the hang it on the clothesline, air it out, and then store it with acid-free tissue paper. And I just interviewed someone on Sewing with Nancy how to preserve quilts. And if you line a big box with aluminum foil and then wrap it in acid-free tissue paper, it will preserve it from moths, and et cetera. But if you want to display it, I'm sure that's a good thing, too. You know, just have it on display. Just refold it several times so you don't get the permanent crease marks, which you may have a few of already. But just air it at this point, especially if you don't know what all the fibers are or what all the fabrics are of. I'm not an expert. I'm not an expert on restoring quilts, but this is the baseline information.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for
calling.
Thank you. Appreciate your call. You can join in, too, by the way. The number to call, 1-800-642-1234. You can email us at talk@WPR.org or post on our Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. Love to hear from you. And again, 1-800-642-1234. Give a call. Let's go to Donna in Chippewa Falls next. Hi, Donna.
Hi. How are you?
Great. Well, appreciate the call.
I'm from Chippewa Falls, and I've been into the fiber arts for many years. I should have done it as my whatever profession, but didn't. And then I semi-retired, and I got into a passion quilting in about 2013. I've been to the Madison Quilt Show. It's awesome. It's my hometown.
Mm-hmm.
And my question for you, Nancy, if you're going to be there, I am coming down this weekend. I'm pumped when I heard that you're going to be there because I've always wanted to meet you. So I'm excited.
I'll be there.
I'm excited about that because I immersed myself just heavily into learning about quilting. And the one question I have is I have a quilt that was it's like a family piece.
Sure.
And there's pieces, and I'm aware of how you preserve and how you wrap it and all that cool stuff. I mean, I over immersed myself in the education. But my question to you, and it's always just kind of a fragile thing, is how do you fix, where there's the pieces that are gone, and then, you're never going to get the same fabric of your fiber threads and, the cotton blends and versus the other, da-da-da. Then how do you repair the pieces that are gone? How do you do that when, the fabric's gone?
Yeah.
Well, you have two choices. Leave it as it is, because that's the vintage of it, it's the age. And then if you're going to repair it, you could get fabric from that vintage and hand repair it, but it's really a toss-up. As I stated the last caller, I don't know the intricacies of restoring all the quilts. But if you want to keep the value, sometimes they don't restore them. I have some antique quilts that I have not too many, but I've repaired them because I want to display them. So it all depends upon if you want to keep the integrity of the quilt, you don't really change it. But right. if you want to use it, well, then you repair it, like yeah. your yeah. grandmother probably would have done.
Right, and I doubt I'm going to, I'm not really using it. I just have it on display, like on a, chair. So
then just leave it and keep it out of the sunlight.
Yep.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks,
Anna.
Thank you.
For meeting you.
Yes.
Right.
And again, when are you at the booth?
2:30 on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and at the Wisconsin Public Television booth, the first booth as you walk into the Alliant Energy Center.
That's what you'll be there, 2:30 to 3 o'clock, and possibly a little later.
Yeah, I think so. Uh-huh.
Depending. Carol and Madison up next. Let's see if I can get Carol on. Hi, Carol.
Hi. I'm calling because I have quilt books that I've been collecting for some years,
mm-hmm.
some fabric scraps, a sewing machine, and, I'm good at imagining the quilt and laying it out, but I'm a little intimidated about
sure.
the whole sewing part of it. Do you have any advice for a new person?
I do. My biggest suggestion to you, or my first suggestion to you, is get a quilting buddy.
Oh.
Find a friend that could help you, or make a new friend.
Yeah.
Just to give you the encouragement and to walk you through the process. Don't start with a queen size, a double wedding ring quilt. Start with something simple. And a lap
yeah.
quilt, perhaps, or a baby quilt. They call them tummy time quilts now because they put them on the floor. They don't really wrap them and the babies in these heavy quilts any longer. But quilt with someone, just like you wouldn't probably learn to cook by yourself.
Yeah.
You get a buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do have one that's more expert, than
yeah, and you'll have fun together.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
So cool.
Uh-huh.
I took off from work to go to this show. So.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah,
have a great time.
Exciting. Thank you so much.
Uh-huh. Yeah, thanks so much for. I know the people I know who quilt all have friends. Mm-hmm. And some of them have been quilting together for years and years.
Just like the quilting bees of time past, it's a joint effort.
Yeah, you get together once
mm-hmm.
Once a month or whatever.
Right.
And just have a great time. Janine in Antioch, Illinois, it's your turn. Hi, Janine.
Hello there. How nice to talk to you.
Oh, thanks for calling.
Sure. Two of my friends and I are coming up for the show.
Mm-hmm.
Neither one of us or all three of us have been to one before, and I just have some practical questions.
Sure.
Available parking nearby?
Yes. Right at the Alliant Energy Center, there are huge parking lots.
Yeah.
And
okay.
you'll get there early for a front row seat, but a front row spot. But yes, lots of parking. No,
okay.
No issue there.
I forget what they charge for parking. Is it $10?
No, I don't think it's quite that. But
$6 maybe?
Yeah, I think.
$6?
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere in there anyway.
And that's controlled by Dane County.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then we do expect to spend a bulk of the day at the show. So is there somewhere you can get something to eat and drink?
Absolutely. We have a catering company that has great food catered in.
Uh-huh.
I think Center Plate is the catering company, and they have, I said to them 12 years ago, we need lady food. we need salads and sandwiches and soup and dessert, and we have it all. It's great food. I eat there. So,
thank you for doing that, asking for lady food.
Well, you can also get, pretzels and fair food, but you can get decent lunch food, too.
Those sandwiches are pretty good, actually.
They're very good, yes.
Guys will eat them, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. Absolutely.
And places to rest.
There are chairs set up along the perimeter. They're at a premium, I must say, but they're available by all means.
All right.
And if you need to rest, please come to the Quilt to Give section. You can sit and sew. There's always space available.
That's a great suggestion.
Yeah, a half an hour, and you can work on a quilt. It's a community project. So that's my best suggestion for being guaranteed a place to rest.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thanks, Janine. Great questions. All those nuts and bolts questions that are great to have in the back of your pocket. Ruth and Dunn, it's your turn. Hi, Ruth.
Hi. I have a question. I have 8 grandchildren that I'm making quilts for, and I hope that they will eventually wear them out. And my question
there you go.
Is, do I hand stitch the binding on, or should I just go for stitching in the ditch? These are kids that will go to college and hopefully use their quilt for a long time.
Ruth, if you want them to use and love their quilt, just use your machine for everything.
Okay.
It will be much more durable.
Okay. I belong to a quilting group, and I think half of the group are very strict on doing all the hand sewing, and sure. I just wonder, you know, which would wear the best.
Use your machine. It will save time and give it greater durability.
Okay, mm-hmm. So when I show it, I can tell them that Nancy Zaman told me I could do the stitch in the ditch.
You may. Yes, you may.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right, thanks, Ruth. Thanks a lot for calling.
A lot of pressure there.
She's got a lot of quilts to make, too. That's great. Luann in Wisconsin Dells, thank you for calling. Hi.
Hi. I sewed when I was in 4-H like 50 years ago, and I really haven't done much else other than that, and I think I have my sewing machine's probably 40 years old, and I was wondering if it would be something relatively easy to pick up. Or
it is, yeah.
Okay.
It's a lot of straight stitching.
That's good, because it's about what I know.
Yeah, it really, that's all you need to do is straight stitching and some cutting of creative patterns. Start simple, as I mentioned earlier. Check a beginner quilting book. You don't want to start with something difficult with triangles. Start with strips of fabric or blocks of fabric, and you'll be fine. You'll be just fine.
All right.
Okay, maybe start with a pillow.
Sure, why not?
Yeah, sounds like a plan, Luann. Thank you for calling. Let's go to Yvonne in Jefferson next. Hi, Yvonne. Thanks for calling.
Hi. So, Nancy, you were an inspiration to me. When I was in 4-H, you were the judge for our dress review back in the early 80s. It was much more robust than it is these days as far as how many people enter clothing and things in the 4-H fashion review. So so I remember you from years ago and have followed your career and your fabulous TV shows and everything for so many years. My question is, at the show, is there any particular interest paid to wearable art? I'm not a very good quilt piecer. I like the art quilts, and I like things that can be interpreted into wearable art. What sort of things are there at the show this year?
You're in luck. You're in great luck. Lorraine Torrance, who is nationally known wearable art designer, will be giving a class on Friday at 8:30 in the morning called A Creative Clothing Fashion Show. And I had a little preview of what's going to be in this class, and you'll be impressed. Lorraine has great taste, great style, and she will be the commentator for this fashion show, and many of her styles and fashions are in it. So, yes, we are addressing that, so I hope that you'll enjoy.
It sounds a little early in the morning, but maybe it's worth getting up for.
Yeah, I think it will be worth your while.
Thanks.
All right. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thanks so much for calling. You can join in, too. Number to call, 1-800-642-1234. Email at talk@wpr.org or post on our Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. Vin in Madison said, several years ago, you sold a DVD of photos of the quilt entries. Then there was no longer one available. Will there be one available again, ever?
We did make that available, and it was beautifully done by Jim Gale, the photographer. One of the photographers was Jim, Wisconsin Public Television. But not that many people purchased it, so it wasn't something that we determined that would go forward on it. So sorry. But online, you'll see many of the winners posted. And even from past shows, so that maybe that's where you could go to quiltexpo.com. Mm-hmm. And there's lots of quilt, everything Quilt Expo is right there.
We talk a little bit more about the juried part of this.
Sure. In June, we have online, after this show is over, there'll be forms for next year. And if you're interested in submitting a quilt for the juried show, you send in photos, and then there's a preliminary judging. I'm not part of it, just so you know, of three classified judges, certified judges, and they determine at least 350 quilts that would be worthy of the show. And then the quilts are submitted, and they're stored under lock and key, and tomorrow they'll be taken to the Lion Energy Center and set up, and then another set of judges will choose the winners. It's a big deal.
350?
Yeah. I've seen some of these, Larry. I mean, way beyond my capabilities.
That sounds really, really cool. And so then, and people can come in and look at those.
Yes, and then there's a viewer choice award, so they can vote for their favorite quilt. And that's announced Saturday at 1 o'clock.
Oh, excellent. Bob in Sheboygan has something for us. Hi, Bob.
Good morning. I have a question. Do you know about the quilt shop that's in Plymouth, Wisconsin? It's not a shop. It's almost like an industry. It's all volunteers. And they make quilts and lap quilts for disabled veterans.
Well, I think, are you talking about camel quilts?
I think I am.
Okay. Yes, I've interviewed Linda of Camel Quilts many times on Sewing With, or several times on Sewing With Nancy. They make quilts, yes, for veterans. They've made, in years past, they made blankets out of camouflage fabrics of the various divisions of the armed services to send overseas. So I think now they're, yes, I'm aware of it, and they're a great organization.
Yeah.
They are. I got a good friend, the brother-in-law, that I have coffee with, and unfortunately, I'm just drawing a blank. I can't think of his name. But they can use a plug for that. Anytime you can stick it in for them, for these people work their buns off.
They do. They do. Yeah. They're a diligent, dedicated group. Thank you for reminding us.
Yeah, thanks, Bob. I appreciate your call very much. Cindy in Lake Mills, your turn. Hi. Hi, Cindy.
Hello, Nancy.
Good morning.
Thrilled to talk to you. I've seen many of your shows. I want to start by commenting and saying that the young man who called and said that his girlfriend is starting quilting, she should watch your videos. There's lots of them on sewing, but even if she goes online.
At nancyzeman.com, there are 800. Embarrassing.
Zillions and zillions.
Yeah.
They're timeless, and they're slow enough and fast enough. You know, I think they're perfect. I love them.
Thank you.
I am come from a long line of quilters, and now I'm doing watercolor painting.
Ah.
And I wondered if you have been through the process where you can print your paintings on fabric and then use them in a quilt.
I personally have had some of my quilts printed on fabric, but I've outsourced them. I haven't done it myself.
Anything at the expo with that kind of?
Yeah, I'm kind of trying my best to go through. There are so many options. Perhaps in the vendor mall, there may be, because there are 200 vendors, by the way, Larry, so it's hard to know all the vendors and what they're offering. I would recommend going there and seeing, or just even Googling that process and maybe finding a source close at hand.
Right. I am using an online process now, but I wondered if it was becoming a little more available locally. And so I wonder if it was something you'd come across.
No, I've just used the online processes like Spoonflower and MyFabric.com.
Yeah, it works great.
Yeah, it does. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Thank you for all your years of help. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
Thank you, Cindy. Let's go back to, I want to, before we get away here and before our time runs out, let's go back and go over the basics on the Quilt Expo Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
September 8th, 9th, and 10th, yes, at the Alliant Energy Center. I can't say that slow enough today, Larry. The Alliant Energy Center. There we go. And it's from 9 o'clock in the morning till 6 o'clock in the evening. And on Saturday, it ends at 5.
And you have experts galore there.
Oh, we do. It's just a mecca of quilting enthusiasm.
What about one of the things that I don't think we've mentioned, and maybe you're not doing it this year, is appraising?
Oh, we are. We have quilt appraisals. Mm-hmm. If you want to bring in your quilt to have them appraised, have to sign up in advance, and you could go to quiltexpo.com and find out the information.
But you can sign up and someone will take a look at your quilt?
Yes, right. Mm-hmm.
And tell you something about it, maybe?
Yes, the value, the vintage, those are the two big categories. It's fascinating. Carol Butsky, one of the quilt appraisers, makes your quilt talk. I was made during the first quarter of the 1900s, and I think it was made, in this era or this area because this was popular. It's fun to hear her tell about the quilt.
Someone else wondered about... before I get to that, let's go to Mike in La Crosse.
Sure.
Mike, hi.
Hello.
Morning.
I was listening, all along your program, and I just wanted to comment that actually Saturday I started cutting blocks out for another quilt that I'm going to make.
Great.
And I think there's a lot of guys out there that do this on the side.
Oh, there are. I was just reading an article about guys quilting retreats. These are, big guys wearing, funky T-shirts, and they're quilting. It's definitely part of the process.
Thanks a lot. It's not only the gals, it's the guys. Mm-hmm. It's the guys as well. And I was going to ask you one more question. Oh, someone wondered about sewing machines themselves. You got these Cadillac sewing machines out there now.
Right. Some machines have more computer power than the Apollo spacecraft, and I'm not kidding.
You're not
No, I'm not kidding. Than the first Apollo spacecraft. They can be remarkable, or you can use all the bells and whistles, just like in boating and gardening and all hobbies. Woodworking, there are just the best that you can have, and then you can use the basics. So... it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. And someone also wondered about cost. What does it cost to attend? There's single day, and then you can get the whole enchilada as well.
Yes, you can. Single day advanced registration is $8, and at 3 day is $16. And at the door, it's $10, and 2 day is $15 and $18. Again, all that information is on the site. So it's really a reasonable, for all the information. There are free presentations, by the way, as well, stage presentations within the vendor mall. So there's free education, that's a little bit more commercialized, and then there's the 1 hour or the sit and sew classes that are pure education that, you can pay for, but it's not expensive.
Always a pleasure, Nancy.
Thanks, Larry.
Thank you so much for coming by. I always look forward to her visit. Nancy Zeman, producer and host of Sewing with Nancy on Wisconsin Public Television, talking about the Quilt Expo, September 8th through the 10th. We have a link on our Facebook page at the Larry Mueller Show, but if you just go to Wisconsin Quilt Expo or wiquiltexpo.com, you can find all of the information. And you might want to look ahead and see, what topics are being covered, mm-hmm. when, and you can sort of adjust your time as when you're going to arrive according to that. But it's going to be a good time, I can tell you that for sure. I've enjoyed it, and I bet you will too. And I hope you enjoy, I'm pretty sure you will, enjoy our next guests that are coming up. We're going to switch from quilting to mystery. Death on a Starry Night. The authors of the book will be with us next on the Ideas Network.